Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Bears. Mark Grody covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody, WBBN.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
He's still laughing. You heard him laugh just now. We go live out to Hallis Hall to the, as I heard it, the Stacey Dales NFL Network Studios. And that is where we find Mark Grody. He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Layla? I got the prime property here today after using the coat closet and then coming out of the closet after that. So it is good to have my own studio here. And I just think it's funny every time hearing Haw be like, okay, that's enough.
he really had a dad moment there, didn't
he? You ain't my bitch!
Okay.
I mean, I need that, though. I need to be, like, if there's anything that I need, it's to be reeled in sometimes.
I call them the Mark Grody restrictor plates.
Yeah.
Would you
I totally
just
own that.
Singing, like, if he hadn't said okay?
Probably, and David knows that. And David likes my silliness, but you can only take in and digest so much. So he reminds me, look, you're not on a stage here right now. We're doing a radio show, so settle down.
Why?
So that... Guys, just got a little sneak peek of the Bears practice, which is ongoing as we speak. And I will say, and I am trying not to project or just say this because the Bears just won, but there did seem to be a little bit of extra pep to the step. It was a little louder. It felt enthusiastic. They were doing a forced fumble drill right in front of the media and a lot of us, which I'll put out on Instagram a little bit later on. I'm _, by the way, Mark _Grody, if you want to hang out with me on Instagram. So I'll pop that up there later just so you can have an idea of what I was talking about.
I'm just waiting for Mark _Grody because I know that's coming.
Yeah, you're like, hey, well, let me tell you about this crypto I got.
Jesus. Well, I have to have my sit down with Layla, who is much more efficient with social media than I, and she is going to take care of all that ills me on the Instagram. Right, Layla? We're going to have that meeting at some point in time.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that. We're going to have to wait, guys, to find out about Colston Loveland's hip injury, which, you know, from last we had heard, it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. I could tell you that I did see Colston Loveland in the locker room after the game, seemed to be joking around with Cole Kmet in the tight end area. So that was a good sign to me. But we'll wait, and the official injury report will come out a little bit later on when we will find out more about the statuses of TJ Edwards and Kyler Gordon, some of these key Bears that have been down. But we could not decipher or discern anything specific on any of those particular topics. But one of the big topics that was discussed out here and should continue to be discussed, because we know how much Ben Johnson values a good running game, and the running game has been suspect, I would say, would be the best way to put it so far this year. And I only say suspect because it's only been a few games, but it's not there the way they want it to. So Ben Johnson, guys, was asked, what can be better about the running game?
It can be better all over the place right now. We're very conscious of it. We watched all of our runs as a group the other day, Monday. And I think I've alluded to it in the past that it can take a little bit of time before this all meshes and it all gels together. We got some new faces up front that haven't played a ton of ball together yet, and so that's part of the process. It's also for the runners to understand what we intend to do with some of these play calls, where we want that ball to hit. And then at the end of the day, they take their natural skill set and they make something big out of it. You know, our whole goal as a coaching staff is to get them up to the third level as much as we can to make these safeties and these corners tackle them one-on-one. We haven't been doing that enough, and so as a coaching staff, we need a sound plan, and then we need to go out there and we need to execute it just a little bit better than what we have been doing. But I'm not discouraged at all. I see how close we are to this thing really coming together, and I think that was really the point of the meeting there on Monday, was those guys see the same thing.
Mark. Yeah, DeAndre Swift, guys, 13 carries for 33 yards in that game, just for example. Go ahead, Marshall. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but did he have like a verbal sound effect when he heard the question before he answered the question there? Like,
Yeah. It was a right?
Yeah, that's like he was absorbing the question. He's like, we got a long ways to go with what we're trying to do. And
it was like a form. I think that's a form of the word shoot. Yeah, well, it's not, and I don't know if you guys know this, but I famously, in order to buy time on the radio when I was doing a solo show, I did a ch-ch-ch, which is different than a ch. So, yeah, like, we have to define all of these things.
Wait,
there's
what?
Ch-ch-ch, and there's ch.
Why were you needing to buy time?
Oh, yeah, so it was, it's a famous piece of audio, which I shouldn't remind people of because it doesn't make me or any of the producers look good, but it is hilarious. It's something that Parkins and Spiegel, when they were doing the show, whenever they needed a laugh, like they were having a lull, they're like, let's play the Grody breaking news moment. It was the Boston Red Sox manager. Who was the Boston Red Sox manager that got fired and then rehired? What was his name, or is his name? Who was the Boston Red Sox manager?
Alex Cora?
Yeah, Alex Cora.
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah,
sorry. Joey is White Sox. I went one generation too far.
Right. Joey was a White Sox player. He was a White Sox coach with Ozzie Guillen. Yep. I get the confusion. But yeah, there was a moment where I couldn't figure out what was going on. So on the air, I said, ch-ch-ch. And that became famous for just a little while, or infamous, I suppose.
I can't believe I didn't know that one yet. Okay, so that's good to
know.
The text line is chiming in. They love it too. Yeah, so.
Yeah, ask Chris Tannehill to pop it out for you guys later during transition. I'm sure he'd be delighted to do that. I'm sure Spiegel would love it too. Lawrence is not as maniacal as those guys. Like, so Lawrence won't enjoy my suffering as much as Spiegel will.
No, Mark, the reason I asked is because I was trying to figure out, was he frustrated at the mere thought of like where the running game is compared to where he wants it to be? That's kind of my impression from that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the specific question that he was asked, Marshall, was where can the run game get better? So, yeah, I think we can infer from the, where can it not get better?
Exactly. I was making sure that I wasn't mistaken in thinking that that's kind of how he was answering, like, man, where do you want me to start?
Yeah, like
yeah
that,
I mean,
that
look,
been
look guys. Yeah. Oh, wow, that is a different level.
That's how
yeah,
I took
the,
it.
With, the PF, the PFT, the poofed is kind of like a get out of here. That's a get out of here.
PSH,
get out of here. Yeah, get out of here. I don't want to hear from you. Yeah, boy, I'm glad that we've been able to discern some of this, even if I can't discern anything else.
Welcome to Onomatopoeia Talk with Mark Grody here on the Score.
Great word. Onomatopoeia. SAT Layla.
Let's not go that far.
Pow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Well, so so I mean, like, you look at the guys who carried the ball, like what they're doing, what they're having to. Swift, Menungai, Caleb Williams, obviously. Zacchaeus had a carry. DJ Moore had three carries. Luther Burden had one carry for 7 yards. So you see the creativity. You see what Ben Johnson feels like he has to do with the running game because of the lack of dependable runners behind DeAndre Swift. And DeAndre Swift is not even has been kind of on and off for the Bears so far. So boom, pow. Whack,
ping.
All that stuff. Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia.
Do we even have more time for what we're supposed to talk about?
Oh, yeah. You want me to? I'll move it along.
It's,
how about
it's
that?
It's our fault, too.
Yeah,
it
it's definitely
that's
my
okay.
fault.
This
no,
is just
I mean,
a preview of what's going to happen to old Crow tomorrow.
Oh, I was just talking to Clay Harbor. Just talking to Clay Harbor.
Oh, because he's coming out.
Look, I got to tell you guys, I have these sick shades that I have right now. They're kind of like the mirrored sunglasses.
You
I mean,
did get complimented on them yesterday.
Yeah, I did. You saw it. You witnessed it. And I got complimented again today by Herb Howard. And then Clay Harbor, as we're watching practice on the sideline. No, he did not compliment me. He said I look like a state trooper.
Said, you got the blue blockers out?
So I told him, I said, yeah, and I will pull you over. And I don't know if I'm going to give you a warning. So tomorrow at 5 o'clock when Clay Harbor joins us, I will be wearing my six shades. That will be happening.
Welcome to Accessories Talk with Mark Grody from Hallis Hall here on The Score.
Heck yeah. Okay, one more cut from Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson also asked, this is really good, actually. Ben Johnson asked what Caleb Williams should take away from the Dallas game going forward.
I think it's the comfort level right now of taking all this information over the course of the week, which is a lot. I mean, shoot, we just had a walkthrough and we screw some things up. And that's because we just talked about it for the first time and we're going to screw a couple things up in the walkthrough. Well, we got to get better at it during practice. And then I think what I'm most impressed at with him and his process is the next day he really locks everything in from the day before, and we don't have to go back and revisit it again. So he's a quick study in that regard, and because of that, we can load up the game plan more each week. Week three was a lot more than week one, and hopefully that's our new normal here going forward. Is not just for him, but for the entire offense. We can have a little bit more in the game plan to help attack some of these defenses. And so because he's doing that and his comfort level's growing, we're able to grow as an offense.
Ooh.
Sounds like we've gone from remedial to 101 to now maybe the 200 level class, and we're going to keep going.
Or at least midterm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I heard. And obviously there was a lot more put on Caleb's plate last week. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue to see real progression. That's what we've all been dying to see. That's what we've been begging to see. Those are the questions that we've been asking and hoping and wanting various offensive coordinators last year and coaches last year. And then this year, where is the improvement? And now it's actually happening where we are actually seeing one of these quarterbacks get more put on their plate. And I can't wait to see what Ben Johnson puts on his plate for this game this week in Vegas against the Raiders.
Well, Mark, we look forward to hearing from Caleb Williams later this afternoon. I know you'll probably be on the afternoon show with the updates. Is that the deal?
That will be the deal, yes. I will have Caleb Williams for the afternoon show, and I will be inside the locker room, and you never know what's going to come out of the Bears locker room. So it's probably going to be a much happier locker room this week, which is awesome.
Ah, yes, the premier locker room show in Chicago.
Inside That's the right. locker room.
Still
I
my
have a
favorite.
Lot to, I have a lot to you know keep up with here. If I'm going to be the premier locker room show after you know after what Bruce has done his whole career.
Wow.
I really got I gotta step my game up, man. I mean, you know, Bruce and I both been. I gotta believe Bruce and I are probably neck and neck for most locker rooms been in at the Score. So it's gonna be a standoff.
We appreciate you, Grody. We can't wait to hang out with you tomorrow at Old Crow. It should be a ridiculous time.
Oh, it will be a ridiculous time. Bye, guys.
Bye, Groats. It will be a ridiculous time.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, you can join the Score and Budweiser tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Our show will be at the special time of 2 to 6 p.m. That's because Spiegel and Holmes are 10 to 2 tomorrow, still in our day spot, because they got to get on a plane and go to Vegas. Stop by to register to win special prizing from Budweiser. You can say hello to Mr. Grody, Layla, and myself before the Cubs game. Also, Clay Harbor in the 5 o'clock hour if you want to say hi to the Claymaker, air quotes there. That's tomorrow at 2 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. It's all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
Gang's all here.
Gang's
going to be
all
fun.
Be out. We're going to be
we're
outside.
Outside.
We're outside.
Scary.
It is kind of scary.
Okay. We've got a lot of requests for this Grody sound effect. And one of the requests is from me. I know we have a bunch of stuff coming up that we have planned for this next segment. But what do we think? Can we produce on the fly here? Team.
If I can find it, we will do it.
Okay. In the meantime, we also have something decent because Ray and Marshall cooked something up. So audio fun, it's just a matter of what it is. You'll find out next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.